Be'ezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Pei Beis in Maseches Nedarim. It is the 1,105th daf in Shas. We missed together a few important dafim in Perek Ve'elu Nedarim. I was learning the daf Yomi, but unfortunately unable to learn it with you. Looking over the beautiful Kinneret River on a hot day yesterday. Yesterday's daf on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph had one of the most important Gemaras about Birchas HaTorah and the reason of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, She'ein Baruch Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila, and the beautiful explanation of the Ran. Let us keep in mind what our Talmud Torah is all about. It's not about finishing Shas, but it's a way in which we maintain that whatever is going on throughout our day, that the most important part is our Torah, our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the problem, says the Ran, Ashalo Birchu Batorah Tchila, is that the Torah was not Chashuva Beinehem, to look at it as a spiritual experience in coming closer to Kudsha Brichu. Yes, 18, 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds, when I'm Zochet to learn with them in Yeshiva, we need to explain and understand how it is that Hilchos Nedarim brings us closer to Kudsha Brichu, but for many of you out there, the sweetness of Torah you've already tasted, and some of you have different levels of understanding about what does it mean, how Torah creates spirituality. We've discussed this in other contexts, and Baruch Hashem, we continue on marching in the beautiful Yam HaTalmud together. Today's daf, we're going to pick up two lines from the bottom and pay Aleph on the Beis, and we are going to be continuing the issue of the Machlokis in the first Mishnah that we had of the Perek in the beginning of Ve'elu Nedarim, and that's a Machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim in regards to when a husband has the ability to be Mefer, under what type of Nedarim, under what type of context can the husband be Mefer. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that if a woman takes a neder that she's not going to put on cosmetics, in such a case that is not called inui nefesh, that in every instance a husband can be mefer. Rather, that's called dvarim shebeino leveina, things that the husband could be mefer that are between husband and wife. The Chachamim in our Mishnah disagreed, and they said even in regards to washing, that that's considered inui nefesh. The Gemara on Ayin Tes Amud Beis taught us that the difference between whether a neder is called inui nefesh or beino leveina is how far reaching is the hafara when the husband is mefer. If it's considered inui nefesh, then the hafara works even if she marries somebody else. It's not something that's personal. It's objective. It's called inui nefesh. However, if we're talking about something that qualifies as beino leveina, for example, according to Rabbi Yossi, cosmetics. One husband's interest in cosmetics, one wife's interest in cosmetics is different than another couple's interest in cosmetics. And therefore, the hafara of the husband will only go for this husband, but the neder will pop up again, that's one way of saying it, in a case of where she marries somebody else. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time discussing Rabbi Yossi's position in how we look at Tashmish Hamita. The Gemara on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph had a Shaila, according to Rabbi Yossi. How does he A, qualify Tashmish Hamita, and B, the Gemara in the beginning of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, when it begins to ask on Rabbi Yossi, asks how does Rabbi Yossi look at being Mefer Odover Shebeino Leveino? And it seems that the consensus of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that you can be mefer a neder beino leveino. Now to today's daf, two lines from the bottom, we have the following shaila going back to the sheet of the Rabbanan. Boy mine Rava mi Rav Nachman. Rav asks the following shaila to Rav Nachman. Tashmish Hamita le Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, when it comes to Tashmish Hamita, how do we characterize it? Everybody agrees that according to Rabbanan, you could be mefer. That's the initial opinion of the Tanoim in the Mishnah on the beginning of our Perek on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. However, the question is, do we look at it as Inui Nefesh, O Dvarim Shebeino Leveino? the nafgamina between the two is as we elucidated from the Gemara in Ayin Tesam and Beis. On Ayin Tesam and Beis, we had learned that the halacha is that when it comes to inui nefesh, so then in such case, if the husband's mefer, then he'd be mefer any future husband's nedarim as well. However, if we're talking about a dover shebeino leveino, so then he's only mefer that personal neder, but not for the next husband. Amar leh. So Rav Nachman responded to Rava, Tinitu what we learned. Vinatula ani min hayhudim. This is a brisa that describes a woman's neder, that I am not going to have any hana from Yehudim. Netula ani min Yehudim, I will be removed from Yehudim. So then, yofer chelkoi, he could be mefer his relationship with her, umisham shasai, and he could have marital relations with her, tehei netula min Yehudim, but at the same time, she remains aser from having hana from any Jew. Analyzes the Gemara brilliantly from this brisa. V'i Amrit, says the Gemara, 2 lines on the top of Pei Beis Amid Aleph. Neder inui nefesh havai, that you're going to look at a neder of Tashmish Hamita as considered one of inui nefesh and not as beino leveino, again the nafkamina being, in a case of where he's mefir, how far does that far go, just for him or for any other potential husband, then amai tein etulam in Ayyudim. Why is it that other Yehudim can't have Hana? Or more specifically, she cannot have Hana from other Yehudim. The halachi is that once a husband is mefer inui nefesh, it's a hafara for everybody. Shma mina, so we see that how do we look at Tashmish Hamita, according to the Rabbanon, Dvarim shebeino lebeino havyon. It's considered as if it's Dvarim shebeino lebeino. Responds the Gemara, that's not a raya, despite the fact that it's brilliant. Lirabonati boilecha. I asked you the shayla. Rava responds to Rav Nachman. I asked you the shayla about the Rabbanan. Mishum de netula ani min Yehudim. And you bring a raya from netula min Yehudim, which is that brisa that we just mentioned. Rabbi Yaisi ktanila. That was taught by Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi holds that Tashmish is bein ol bein ol. In fact, we had that idea in yesterday's daf. The Amar of Huna, why do I say that it was Rabbi Yaisi? Because Rabbi Huna taught Kula Pirkan Rabbi Yaisi. The entire Perek was being taught according to Rabbi Yaisi, including this halacha from this Tosefta. The Mefarish explains that a Stam Masnisan follows Rabbi Yaisi. Says the Gemara, why do we have this tradition that the entire Perek is Rabbi Yaisi, Mimai, Kivan Diktani Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Ein Elu Nidre Inoy Nefesh. At the beginning of our Perek in the Mishnah, we learned that Rabbi Yossi had said that the Neder of cosmetics is not considered Inoy Nefesh. So it says Rabbi Yossi Aimer. Then it continues with Rabbi Yossi's position on the top of Ayin Tesam Abeis, and the Mishnah concludes, Hareze Yafer Div Rabbi Yossi. Asks the Gemara, Lama le sula misna hareze yafer divi Rabbi Yossi. Why do we need to repeat? We had just mentioned that we're talking about Rabbi Yossi. It must be that the Mishnah concludes hareze yafer divi Rabbi Yossi to tell us the whole perek is Rabbi Yossi. Shma mina mikan ve'elich Rabbi Yossi, that everything is Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, we come back to our original Shaila. We can no longer prove it from the case of Tehei Netula Min HaYehudim, because that's going according to Rabbi Yossi. But within the Rabbanan, who are of the opinion that Tashmish Hamita is going to be a neder that one could be mefer, is it a neder that one is being mefer in terms of Inui Nefesh, or is it Beino Leveino, as Rav had originally asked Rav Nachman, and the proof from the halacha of netula min hayehudim would only be within Rabbi Yossi and not according to the Rabbanan. Period. We continue in the middle of the Amud on Pei Beis Amid Aleph. Amar Shmuel Mishmei DeLevi. Kol nedarim, when it comes to all nedarim, Baal mefer leishtoi chutz min hanasi al ploini sheina mefer. Levi taught that every neder, a baal, of course, could be made for of his wife. However, if she says that she's not going to have hana from some particular person that she doesn't like, and has nothing to do with the husband, then he can't be mefer. Aval hanos ploini olai mefer. However, if she says that the hana of ploni is going to be usher to me, that he could be mefer. The Mefarsh explains the difference between those two cases. Let's take a look inside. Mefarsh chutz min anasi ha-plein shei mefer. Delohave lo nidrei inui nefesh v'lo dvarm shebeino leveino. This neder, when she says that someone is going to be osur from having hana from me, that doesn't qualify as neither inui nefesh nor beino leveino. However, if she says hanas ploni alai, continue in the Mefarsh, avol amra hanas ploni alai shelo enem imenu yofer. If she says that she's not going to have hana from him, then he could be mefer. Dehavilei nidri inui nefesh. What happens if the husband wants her to have hana? So I might not have translated accurately the first time. Avah hanas ploni olai mefer. If she says that she's not going to have hana from him, so then she could be mefer because the husband might want her to have hana. For example, if he owns a milk company, he's going to want her to drink milk. So therefore, if hanas ploni olai, so then the husband could be mefer. In contrast, if she says the owner of the milk company can't have hana from me, so the husband is not going to lose out if that neder is binding, and therefore he cannot be mefer. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Paris Medina Zu olai. Yavi la mimdina sacheres. The halacha is that if she says she's not going to have enough from Peros of Eretz Yisrael, so you bring from other areas. You bring it from a Medina acheres. Amr Rav Yosef de Ka'amra Shetavi. Rav Yosef explains that this halacha, that the Peros from other places are not usher to her, and therefore you could bring her Peros mimdina acheres, and the husband should not be mefer, and cannot be mefer, is only a case in where she says, shetavi min hashuk alai. The peros that you bring from the shuk are going to be usher to me. In such an instance, explains the Mefarsh Dibur Maschalam Rav Yosef, then other people can bring her peros, because she says to her husband, shetavi, shata tavi, that you will bring for me, but others can. And therefore, there's no need to be mefer, because one of two possibilities. Either other people will bring it, or it will come midina acheres. However, adds Rav Yosef, the Mefarsh explains this in the first few lines, if she says peros that are going to be usher to me are hanas peros alai, so then in such a case, she's making everything, all of the peros usher to her, Bein al yidei atzma, whether the husband ben al yidei acherim, so then in such a case, hafara can take place. If we learn like Rav Yosef, then Shmuel's teaching would be fine. Shmuel, who had taught hanas ploni olai mefir, at first glance seemed to be against the halacha of yavi lo mimedina acheres. Didn't we say that the halacha is that if she says that she's going to be osur for hana from something, all you do is you bring mimedina acheres. So why then is it that, according to Shmuel, one could ask, that hana is ploni olai, one needs to be mefer? However, once we learned that Rav Yosef said that the only time that we say that the halachi is mimedina acheres is in a case in which she said shetavi, so then we can understand that Shmuel's teaching was also not in a case of where she says shetavi, and then she's making hanas ploni always asr on her, and if that's so, it doesn't qualify as inui nefesh. However, if she's nadra hana me'adam ploni, it could very well be that that qualifies as inui nefesh. But the Gemara continues to challenge Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. Tashma, peros chen v'nizeh alai. If a woman says that she's not going to have enough from this marketplace, she can't stand Costco, ein yachal lehefer, then in such a case, husband can't be mefer. Once again, a question on the shita of Shmuel. According to Shmuel, he said, even a case of anos ploni olai, she could be mefer. So certainly, that would qualify, she says, Costco or chenveni, he should certainly be able to be mefer. Answers the Gemara the same yisod that we had earlier. Hachanami de ka'amra shetavri ata. She once again said shetavi ata. That means that it was only the things that the husband was going to bring from the chenvani, but other people she could eat it from if they bring it. So now the husband has a simple solution, and therefore have other people bring it, and therefore the husband cannot be mefer. The Gemara though follows up and says you can't get out of this with the teretz of shetavi, because the brisa goes further. Lo yaisa parnasasai ela mimenu. If the parnasa of the husband and the wife only comes from this storekeeper, because he's the one who the husband trusts, explains the Mefarish. Hareze yafir. The halacha is then the husband could be mefer. V'i amrit, and if you're right, dekamar shatavi, that all of the cases we're talking about where she said to the husband, what you bring, shatavi ata, amai yafir. Why then could the husband be mefer? He has a simple solution. Have someone bring it from his favorite store, from his favorite store, Costco. Elamid de seifa de lo maisi bal. So the seifa is not a case where the woman assert on herself specifically what the husband was bringing. Have a reisha de kamaisa. So then the reisha is also talking about that particular case. And therefore you're going to say reisha de kamaisa? He? The reisha is also talking about where she brings it or someone else brings it and not the husband. And therefore, we once again have the rayos that we had originally brought, that we see from the reisha, that all you have to do is bring mimidina acheres. So why did Shmuel Paskin, when someone says, anas ploni alai, that the halacha is that one could be mefer? Ella, therefore, the Gemara says, on the last line of Peveh Zamed Aleph, reisha ein yachol hafer. That in the reisha, the halacha is that the husband cannot be mefer because you could get peros from din acheres. Udka maisihi, and even in a case of where she could, she's asking from herself to bring it from the chenveni or from that medina, since you could get it mi medina acheres. Umasnisen rebi aisihi, and you're going to have to say that the Mishnah is following Rabbi Yossi. As we proved earlier, Dam Rav Huna kula pirkan Rabbi Yossi. Umayin yachala hefer. And why is it that he can't be mefer? According to Shmuel, you should be able to be mefer if you could be mefer a neder where a woman says, hanav, one person is asar unto herself. Certainly, if she's making asar all of the peros of that city, a store owner's peros, all the pairs of that city, certainly you should be able to be mefer. Mishum inui nefesh. It means that it doesn't qualify as inui nefesh. Avol mefer nedarim shebeino levena. But the husband could be mefer as a neder shebeino levena. And when Shmuel said you could be mefer, he meant as a mefer, as a neder beino levena. And when the Mishnah says that you can't be mefer, you can't be mefer as an inui nefesh. Again, the difference between inui nefesh, Afar of inui nefesh and afar of nedarim shebeino levena. If this would qualify as inui nefesh peros, so then in such a case, the hafara would apply to any other husband that she marries later on. But if it's beino levena, it's only between them and not any other husband. The Gemara now continues with a fascinating machloikis between Amoroim. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Nadra mishtei kikaras. If a woman makes a neder that she won't eat two loaves. Now, of course, if a woman makes a neder that she won't eat and that she'll be famished, and that will qualify, of course, as inui nefesh, and the husband could be mefer as a neder of inui nefesh. However, here we have an interesting question. She made a neder, she only has two kikaros in the house, and makes a neder that she's not going to eat from both of them. Ba'achas misane, if she doesn't eat from both of them, if she doesn't eat even one, so then she will be very hungry. Uba'achas e misane, but one's enough. She doesn't need to eat the other one. So now, the husband, of course, could be mefer, probably should be mefer. Mitoshu mefer le misane, but once he's mefer for the one that will make her very hungry. So then, mefer le she'ena misane. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that in such a case he should be mefer also on the other one as well. For Vasyam, Rav Yechanan disagrees. Mefer lemisane ve'ein mefer l'she'ein misane. He should only be mefer to the one that will, to both of them, that will cause her to be famished. However, he should not be mefer on the other one. V'kadamri, others present the issue as follows. As a shayla, boy minei Rav Asi Rav Yechanan. Rav Asi had asked this to Rav Yechanan. Nodr mishteki kares pa'achas misan v'achas ein misan imahu. The same shayla. Amalei mefer misan v'ein mefer let she'ein misan. So we have machlekes between Rav Yechanan on the one hand and Shmuel on the other. Emir Tzashem, on tomorrow's daf, the Gemara will begin to analyze that machlekes. The Ran on the bottom half of our Amud gives a beautiful, bottom third, gives a beautiful explanation to what the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan revolves around. We've already mentioned in the past, it appears as well, the Ran quotes it from the Gemara later on, Adaf Pei Zayin, that the halacha of Afara is that you need to be mikzah, mefer, bechol ha-neder, v'loy b'mikzahs. You can't revoke partially the neder. Simply put, says the Ran, Shmuel is the pashtus of that Gemara. And that is that the reason why you have to be mefer on both is because the neder was said on two kikaros, and therefore you have to be mefer the entire neder. And if you're not, hafara b'miksas, lav hafara. The hafara doesn't get off the ground. So you're stuck, says Shmuel. You have to be mefer everything if you want the woman to eat. And if she doesn't eat, there'll be inui nefesh. Therefore, the hafara has to be done on both loaves. What's the position of Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan holds that when do we say that you have to be mefer b'chol ha-neder, that means you have to be mefer in the part of the neder that is required because of inui nefesh. In other words, if you're mefer only partially, so then of the inui nefesh, so in this case possibly a half a loaf, that would not qualify as a hafara at all. However, if you do the necessary hafara of inui nefesh, then that's no longer called hafara b'miktsas. That's considered a full-fledged hafara. See the Ran who elaborates on this on the bottom of the Yomut. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Beis. Let's review what we learned today. We had a shayla according to the Rabbanan. How do you look at Tashmish Amita? A neder of Tashmish Amita. Do you look at it as inui nefesh? O dvarim shebeino Levena. The nafkamina we suggested was, based on the previous sugya, that if the individual is mefer, the husband is mefer, if you look at it as a hafara v'inui nefesh, then it's a lasting hafara for all future husbands. If, however, it's only beino levena, then the neder will have to be reassessed in cases of future husbands. We also had the opinion of Shmuel that says that an individual, in this case the woman, makes a neder of hanas ploni olai. The opinion of Shmuel is that the husband needs to be mefer because we view this neder as considered a neder of inui nefesh. The Ran, the Mefarish explains on the first few wide lines that automatically it's considered inui nefesh if you entirely prohibit hana from one person onto you. If you allow someone else to bring you, as Gemara describes the case of shetavi, that she only prohibits the husband. So then that doesn't qualify as inui nefesh. The husband could send somebody else. However, in a case in which he says, hanos pleni alai, she says, hanos pleni alai, then in such a case, she's making everything usher onto herself from one individual. That already qualifies as inui nefesh. The Gemara had attempted to reject the opinion of Shmuel, but ultimately the Gemara accepts the opinion of Shmuel and points out that the Mishnayos later on seem to support it. Then we had a machlokes between the Amoraim, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, in regards to Nadra Mishtei Kikaros. If she made a neder of two Kikaros, and one of them qualifies as Inui Nefesh, should you be made for both of them, or one of them? Shmuel's of the opinion of both of them, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion of one of them. The Ran says that that gets involved, or whether Hafar B'miktsas qualifies as a Hafara. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Beis in Maseches Nedarim. Looking forward, Bezer Hashem, to learn with you through El as well. We're beginning Maseches Gittin in the Old City. In the Grus Kolel, we'll be learning Hilchos Shabbos, Muktzah, and Amira Lenachri, and Hilchos Chola. So it will be, once again, a hectic Zman, but I hope to do everything we can that our learning should, Be'ezer Hashem, continue together. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Beis in Adar.